Joining us now from Northfield Hospital and Clinics is President and CEO Steve Underdahl. Good morning, Steve. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Good morning, Jeff.
You know, we had a chance to talk with you at a social event. We were both at a fundraiser earlier this month, and we're talking about retirement. Turns out we're both retiring about the same time. I've talked about my retirement on the air here a few times. So let's talk about yours a little bit. You, about a month or so ago, announced that you would be stepping down from your role that you've held for the last 11 years. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's both a sort of an exciting and marginally terrifying stage of life, I think, and you can probably relate to that a little bit. But I think my plan had been for to the degree that you have solid plans for these things to retire around 65, and I turned 65 this summer, so I started a conversation with my board leadership around that around that idea. So that's been at least the soft plan, and I think trying to find the exact right moment seemed like maybe was a setting the bar a little too high. But I think one of the things that makes me feel good at this point is that it's a pretty good time for me personally, and it's a pretty good time for the organization. So the organization is in good shape at the moment. We're on the other side of the pandemic. Some of our financial mitigation things that we put in place last year seem to really be having the impact that we hoped they would. Got a really good board of directors right now that really takes a lot of responsibility for making sure that we have good community healthcare into the next generation, and we've got the leadership team and the clinical team here at the medical center is just really robust. So that helps a lot. I mean, it helps me make the psychological transition a little bit to not feeling like I'm jumping off the team in the middle of the season kind of way, although there's always this sort of sense of incomplete work, I think, anytime you are going to retire from something you've done most of your adult life.
You've been here for 11 years. Googled the article. It was like around this time of year. It was May of 2013 that it was announced that you were coming to Northfield Hospital and Clinics. Boy, you look at that time, and I don't know. I look at there were a lot of things that happened in that 11 years, but probably so much of that was defined by COVID, the pandemic that we've had, and how local hospitals dealt with that. And not only that, but the aftermath. Is that really been the biggest challenge of your administrative career?
Yeah, I think so. And I think some of it was because, and it gets a little cliche to say sometimes, but so much of it was uncharted and unprecedented. We didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't understand all the implications. We didn't have a clear vision of what it was we were going to be asked to do and how this was going to play out around the world and in, Northfield, Minnesota. So it was equal parts, exciting, stimulating, terrifying, frustrating. It was all of those things. But I came away from that absolutely convinced that community healthcare, with all the things happening in the healthcare ecosystem, but having a good hospital in your town, having good healthcare assets where you live, is really the first line of defense when bad stuff happens that you can't predict. And I'm so proud of the people that work in this environment that really sacrificed a lot personally and professionally to rise to that occasion. So I don't want to ever do it again. but it certainly was a defining milestone for most of us that work in healthcare.
Steve Underdahl, once again, is with us, President and CEO of Northfield Hospital and Clinics, who has announced his retirement. Steve, let's talk about the replacement. The hospital board will have to choose your replacement. I'm sure they'll have an exhaustive search. Can you tell us what steps that they're going to be taking over the course of the next few months?
Yeah, and that's a great question. And it's part of why, we sort of announce these things as far in advance as we do. It isn't, just to make a parade of it, but it takes a while to put the steps together to search for and retain another CEO. So the board is taking responsibility for this. Of course, they've selected a search firm, Gallagher firm. It's a really good firm. They were actually on campus here this week doing interviews with staff and physicians and other leaders. The our board chair Sarah Carlson and vice chair Michael Hemiseth will sort of lead this process. That we have a governance and planning committee of the board, which is kind of an executive committee that will do a lot of the work, and then ultimately as candidates get identified and vetted, ultimately, the full board will make a final decision, and the hope is to have someone in place by the end of the year. You know, what I've told the board is that I don't turn into a pumpkin, New Year's Eve, and so if they don't have the person that they're comfortable with yet, that I can be flexible, but I have confidence that they're going to have a lot of really great candidates to choose from. So I think that's one of the great advantages of Northfield is that this is a great medical center. It's a wonderful community. We're pretty close to a metropolitan area. And so the talent pool, I think, that they're going to have to choose from is going to be pretty good.
All right. Kind of an odd question here, but if memory serves, all of our most recently, including yourself, and I may be wrong on this, have had experience within the state of Minnesota in administration within hospitals. That may be wrong, but is it important that they're familiar with the Minnesota laws? Is that going to be a national search or a regional search? How big of search will they go after?
I presume that kind of the initial scope will be national, just because it's relatively easy to do that now in the internet world, whereas a generation ago a national search was a different thing. So I think opening up the profile of the position to people around the country that might be interested. Now, in practical terms, it's likely that the folks that might be the most interested and the people that we might know the most about might live in the region. They may be from Minnesota or from the upper Midwest someplace, but it doesn't rule out the idea that there may be a fantastic candidate that lives in Colorado Springs.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll follow that as developments continue. I want to talk to you about a couple other things while we have you on the air. First of all, the hospital has picked up more national honors, some big stuff, some recognition, and one is the cancer care at the Northfield Hospital. Tell us about that honor.
Yeah, this is really cool. Our cancer center was accredited by the Commission on Cancer, which I wish they had a different, sort of title or badge for this, because it sounds underwhelming, and it's actually a really big deal. It's this multi-year, very clinically and academically rigorous process that has lots of science and lots of medicine and lots of process analysis that has to take place even to be considered for this. And so our team here at the medical center, along with some of our oncology colleagues from Mayo, have worked on this for a very long time. And again, this is an accreditation that's led by the American College of Surgeons, and many organizations, our size just don't have the bandwidth to be able to pursue such a thing. But this is really good for clinical care. It's really good for quality. And it is quite an accomplishment for our colleagues in the cancer care department.
Yeah, congratulations on that. Well deserved. Let's move on to another awards. More awards keep coming in for the birth center at Northfield Hospital and Clinics. And, you know, we've talked about the expansion and some of the things that you've done with that over the course of a number of years. And it really is paying off as being recognized as a real top-notch facility.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's reinforcing, I think, for the people that work in that department and do this, you know, really important work. So we had a couple of things recently. One was a recognition that comes from the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS. So it is the birthing-friendly recognition for high-quality maternity centers. And so if you know, are on the CMS websites and you're looking at birthing services, you'll see this designation given for top quality birth services. And then we received another one, which is more of a Minnesota thing, which came from the Minnesota Hospital Association, which is was a Perinatal Improvement Award, which is a quality improvement set of metrics that is measured by colleagues at the Minnesota Hospital Association, and our team received that recognition just in the last few weeks.
All right. Well, congratulations on that as well. You know, you've recently, and I've actually taken advantage of this, the urgent care. You've kind of expanded the urgent care in Northfield as far as the hours of operation and when it's staffed. How's that going?
It's going really well. I think, you know, from the time we opened it, it became really evident to us that you know, the broader the hours, the better for people. So it has two benefits. One is, you know, we can kind of meet people when it works for them in a better way, and it can decompress a little bit, or so is our hope. You know, when we are open, so decompress the waiting times and things. Candidly, you know, and some of it depends on what's happening with, you know, upper respiratory disease and that kind of stuff. But we can get pretty busy, and you know, we're trying to make sure that we can mitigate some of those waiting time experiences as best we can. So a new tool that we offered is that there's a waiting time tracker online, which you can go onto our website, and you can see a reasonably good estimate of what the waiting time is. So the analogy I use sometimes is that, you know, some people have their haircut at places where it said, well, you can sign in online and it, you know, it's going to be, you know, 61 minutes or whatever it is. It's kind of like that, but it's an attempt to try to give our patients some sense of what the queue is. The other sort of pro tip that I would offer your listeners is, if it's getting closer to closing time, like in the last hour and a half or 2 hours before closing time, it's reasonable to call before coming, just to make sure that you know, you don't get there and there's a full waiting room and we can't get to you that day. So again, I think we're seeing more and more people that have something going on today that really prefer to be seen today. And I think expanding our hours and the days of the week that we cover, and trying to give people some tools for self-guiding their experience a little bit, I think both of those things have been really helpful.
Well, Steve, that's about all the time we have. We want to thank you, all the questions I have. Thank you so much for joining us now, today. But thank you for 11 years of our conversations here at KYMN. You'll be retiring soon, and I might be out the door before you. So I think this might be the last time. This might be the last time that we talk. It might be Rich next time. So I just want to thank you for being agreeable to the interviews and being helpful and cooperative with KYMN. It's much appreciated. Enjoy your retirement.
Thank you. It's been my absolute pleasure. Mm-hmm.